Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. This is going to be DC Rebirth week number 3, which is the first week of official number ones.
Yay.
Starting the whole stories. This week we have for you Green Arrow, Green Lanterns, Superman, Batman, and Titans Rebirth. So we're just going to go in that order. I am your host. You can find me on Twitter at XorisonX. I'm here with Brian. You can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. And we're here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find us on Facebook at reviewandroast.com/review. Wait, what?
Yes.
Facebook.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. And you can find us on Instagram at instagram.com/reviewandroast. Boom. Longest intro ever.
Worst intro ever.
Oh, yeah. And that was the second take for those of you at home. We're going to start with just Green Arrow because it's on top of my pile here. And whatever. Probably the most shocking, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to give...
I was sitting here wondering, like, what was so shocking? I'm like, oh, that's right, I read it.
Well, you got notes over there. Is there anything in particular you want to talk about the Green Arrow?
In this show, just... show.
It is not a show.
In this show, I would like to talk about the comic book Green Arrow. Mark that.
Correct.
Anyways, I think I was thinking about the show Green Arrow as well because Brian and I were talking earlier how a lot of my Green Arrow knowledge unfortunately comes from the show, having not been a huge Green Arrow comic fan, but obviously who doesn't like a good TV show? So in this one we have the arrival of Oliver Queen's sister, Emiko, or Emmy, or however you pronounce that. And that is not the same sister that he has in the television show, as everybody knows. So that was kind of a mix-up for me, basically. So, thoughts? Comments, questions, concerns?
Well, unlike some of the first... I didn't do last week's, and I actually haven't even read those mostly yet, with a few exceptions. This one continues from the actual Rebirth book.
Right.
There's the... what do they call themselves? The Nightmare Men or whatever? The Mole Men? The
Underworld nerd.
The Underworldly squad. Crew.
They're kind of actually, in a way, like a weird knockoff of the Court of Owls, but a little bit more hands-on, I guess, in their dastardly doings. Yeah, and then you said, like, what's her name? Emiko?
Yeah.
Emmy?
Emmy.
She is Oliver Queen's half-sister. His right. dad was more than just a business scoundrel. He was an in-the-sack scoundrel who hooked up with a ninja lady his wife's back.
Why are you doing finger guns?
He's shooting the finger guns for scoundrel.
Because he's a scoundrel. Reference. He's a rascally scoundrel of scoundrel behavior.
Yeah, so... Oops.
I'm just saying, I've seen Oliver Queen's dad on the show. Maybe in the comics he's a little more robust.
He's a good-looking guy.
On the show, he was kind of a dumpy, middle-aged guy with thinning hair. How is he getting sexy with a super-fit ninja woman?
Well, that's kind of the funny part about it is actually the character from the show, Shadow, is actually this Emiko's mother... which is not the same as the show. So it's you got to take these shows with a grain of salt as far as like what they're doing and how they're fitting characters in or whatever. So,
well, as I've been finding out on the show, The Flash, once you add 45 million Earths, then anything's possible.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You can have seven Barry Allens all playing poker together and it doesn't make a damn bit of sense in a way, but it works because it's made to work.
Right, so in this one, basically, they kind of, like Brian was saying, they pick up where they left off, but I think in this, Oliver's trying to prove to Canary that he's a man of the people. What was it, a social justice warrior? Is that what we were talking about last time?
In the first issue,
First episode?
In the one shot.
Yeah,
in this one, he's more of a social justice ambassador on a motorcycle.
Right, yeah, he's taking her on the Goodwill trip. showing her the sights, blah, blah, blah. And during the course of all that, he, it was kind of, I don't remember exactly, even though I just looked at this book about 5 minutes ago. He then goes to Oliver Industries, or
Queen.
Queen. Oliver.
Arrow Corp.
Jesus. Mike reads books. So he goes to Queen Industries.
Hashtag Mike reads books. Let's start it up, people.
So he,
spelled B-U-K-S.
Yeah. In stuff. So he goes in and he wants to, he finds some type of discrepancy or something in the books and he wants to double check things, yada, yada. So he goes and sees, Cyrus Broderick. I did write that down.
Wow. Nice.
Who's the CFO of Queen Consolidated, or whatever you want to call it. And basically says, I want to look into some stuff and things. And he says, oh yeah, no problem. Sure. Go ahead and go over here. And hijinks ensue. So
I did have one issue with his bus tour of his awesomeness.
The homeless people still on the side of the road. The homeless park.
Like, what the fuck was that all about?
Yeah, he goes to the homeless park. Yeah, look at these guys. They're like eating sandwiches and stuff.
He's like, here, I just made him. I got him a German chocolate cake. Hey,
sometimes
and
homeless people eating food is good.
I cut the grass, put up a sign. It's called Oliver Queen's Awesome Homeless Park.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Build a goddamn apartment building. Turn your shitty warehouse.
Yeah, those turn into crack houses. Everyone knows that.
If you fucking hires them all to work at Queen Industries to police the docks where all the shit's going down.
It is going down.
Selling people in shipping containers. That shit's got no, there's no air holes in those things. I'm pretty sure. Because actually I work in a company that monitors those things and they have to be sealed airtight, no light seepage.
You know what? You actually just reminded me too, because that was in the beginning. That was what started the whole Goodwill tour. Was they were at the docks, him and Canary, and he ended up basically buying off the dock foreman slash maybe part time thug. And she was like, meh, you know, you can't just throw money at everything. He's like, well, I'm not. I'm more or less.
That's another thing.
Ensuring
too.
That he does good and not bad in the future. You know what I mean? Instead of taking him to the police or whatever the case.
Those port workers make a healthy six-figure salary. There's no way that guy couldn't afford his kids' medical bills.
Have you seen medical bills nowadays?
I know. I'm just saying, unless his kids got like super.
I mean, I'm guessing
super
he has insurance, but maybe he's, you know.
Unless his kids got like super outer space malaria, I'm sure that he's making a decent.
Whatever.
If Green Arrow comes up and you may or may not be up to no good. And he's got a stack of cash, which looks to be approximately $10,000 in my stack counting capability. You're taking it.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Okay, back to important stuff. First off, you're wrong. Those containers are not airtight.
The ones that go overseas have to be because the salt water gets in. If they're traveling domestically, maybe not. But if they're traveling overseas, over water, they have to be airtight and they have to be seam. Light seepage cannot get through there, otherwise they're considered damaged. And
light, yeah. I mean, you can block off light, but that doesn't mean it's airtight.
No, light seepage as in not much seepage.
Right, which means it's not airtight.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, here's
the, care, what's the point?
Well, the point is, you've been there long enough, you have to know that in some of these dealings you've done, you've definitely shipped a container of people.
There are actually disclaimers on many of the documents that I have to sign that say we do not ship people around.
I'm just saying, you probably have.
I don't think that hasn't crossed my mind.
So again, what was the point now? I'm still missing.
Well, I'm getting back to this.
Whether or not the guy's a good guy or a bad guy?
No, I could care less. I just wanted to tell Brian he ships people for a living, so bravo. People. Hashtag Brian ships people.
Spelled
P-E-E-P-L-E. No, like, well, here's the thing. Right? And this is the thing, and this goes back to even the number one with, like, Black Canary is all like, you're not as cool as you think you are. You're kind of a piece of shit. Could be doing more.
Let's hit these sheets.
Exactly. Like, she's like riding him the whole time, and then she just rides him the whole time.
But at the end, she did half dump him.
I know, but it's just like, you know what I'm saying? She's like arguing with him.
We
got
to get
like,
to the bottom of this after you get to the bottom of me.
Exactly.
She's like, you are dumped until the Flash comes on later.
It's like,
I love watching Barry. He's the best.
1 minute, she's all like, dogging him, and the next minute
she's dogging him.
Exactly. Hashtag she's dogging him. But you know what I mean? That's like, you're at a completely opposite end of the spectrum here. It's just kind of
still a super hot comic character she is, though.
No, it's is she getting her own? Or is she just going to be piggybacking off
Green
Arrow?
I think she's piggybacking this one.
I think that they're keeping the one with her as the rock star. Well, now she's kind of...
She's the rock star in this one. Well,
she's like a
theory,
former rock star,
right?
In here.
Yeah.
In this one, in the second, in the new arc of Black Canary, the main book, she's like doting around with Batgirl for some reason. I keep forgetting.
Oh, you know what? Is she popping in the Birds of Prey?
Probably.
I bet you. Yeah.
It's possible.
Because I think that comes out.
I'm actually excited for that book.
That actually is probably going to be pretty good.
That and Batgirl both. I'm pretty stoked on.
I'm into the detectives also. Detective comics, I mean. That one I was really liking.
That one was pretty good. It was all right.
I like the setup, basically. I mean, obviously it wasn't the...
I love the fact that Batwoman's involved, because Batwoman rules, so...
Yeah, she's all right.
She's pretty good. As in, she's really good.
So...
As in, I really like her. Hashtag really like her.
Green Arrow.
I'm the host. I make the hashtags.
Yeah.
Hashtag Scott's the host.
We still have our standing R&R hashtag deal.
What's that?
The one that hasn't been released yet, because you told me not to put that out yet?
Oh, R&R Rebirth. So if you read the one before this...
Listen,
and by read, I mean listen. If you listen to that one, that deal still applies, even though you probably might listen to this one first? Question mark.
Wow.
Hashtag R&R listen.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. We wanted a review and roast Rebirth hashtag. And no, you're not eligible for the prize. Moving on. Green Arrow, talk to me.
Moving on. Green Arrow. What else can we say?
Well, we can't really talk...
Basically, we're not going to talk about what happens.
We can't talk about anything that happens, because really it's too huge.
The whole thing kind of is. Like, we've danced around a lot of issues here.
Yeah. I think the book is good, and I'm, as much as I wasn't, I mean, obviously I wasn't a big comic Green Arrow fan, but I actually am now, I think. Two books actually got me into it. I'm going to go in the neighborhood. I got to start taking it easy. I'm going too high on these things. I'm going to go 7.5, and I think it's a good... Actually, 8. Like, I'm talking myself into it. The book is pretty good. I'm interested in the story, and I like the sisters in it and stuff.
Ditto. I feel like I've got a little crazy with some of these scores as well. So I'm going to dial it back just a smidge, 8.5.
There's literally fireworks going on right now.
Yeah, because...
America.
Woo. Nothing wrong with a few weeks early, I guess, depending on who you are. Anyway, you can
mark
that.
So you're at an 8.5, you said, huh?
No, I'm definitely at an 8.5, because this is a strong follow-up to the Rebirth book. I like the fact that it's taking place in Seattle, because one of my big gripes with the DCU has always been the made-up cities. Like, how do you explain... these giant metropolises that exist in the same world as Chicago, New York, Seattle, Houston.
Metropolis.
I would like to see, other than like Gotham and Metropolis, because those are like the two big ones, some of these like secondary giant cities can just turn into what they actually are supposed to be, i.e. Seattle. Boom. Into it.
It's got to be hard to shoot arrows in the rain.
Dig it.
He does.
Does Black Canary do an emo band? And they sing about the rain and... Still,
that was so unbelievably misfired.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on your number, guy.
It was decent, but like the little unexpected ending definitely has piqued my interest. I'm at like a 7.5.
Terrible. That's really atrocious.
You're really atrocious. All right, moving right along, we have next on the docket. The number one of Green Lanterns. Now, if you recall, the one-shot, or I guess the... Why don't we just call them issue zeros, because that's basically what they are.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't just go with that route.
Because this one picks up right where the last one left off, so it's kind of weird that they're both number one. But whatever.
Right, but this isn't going to be Green Lantern Corps, correct? That's going to be the next... That's a totally separate book?
Yeah, I'm assuming, yeah. I mean, I haven't looked at the schedule like you guys, so... But yeah. This one features Jessica and Simon, two correct. New recruits to the Green Lantern Corps for Earth. And this is their first, I guess, real mission, because if you read the last number one or you listened to our last podcast, you know that it was like a training exercise
correct.
Set up by Mr. Jordan. right?
Yeah,
I believe so. Yeah. Right. So, right, because he's not the one that's gone. But anywho, this definitely is not gone. Like their first real mission, and they still got the little banter back and forth. Like, oh, I'll just go in and handle it because you know you're a woman.
I'm big time, and you're emo.
Right. Yeah. Not that he says that, but you know, more or less, it's
he pretty much says it in his mental.
Right. Well, that's kind of neat too. I'm sure you guys noticed the different colored.
Yeah, oh,
lantern
yeah.
bubbles
yeah, actually,
for their thoughts.
I was digging it.
That was kind of, I like that.
I still like the fact that they're tied together.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. They're forced to, I guess, work together / train together.
Mm-hmm.
Still got the banter back and forth.
And I love the fact that everybody thinks they're rookies, even the police.
Yeah.
Are like, yeah, you guys are kind of.
Can you guys get the real Green Lanterns in here now?
Where's Hal?
Like shallow hell?
Right. No. So yeah, so you got Cruz and Baz. Is that his last name?
Jessica Cruz and Simon Baz.
Right. And they basically get the call to investigate an alien disturbance of some nature. Show up at the place. Simon wants to go guns blazing. Kicks the door in. And by kicks the door in, I mean rams the door in with a big green ram. And they find some dude. And he basically looks like
Jesse
like,
from Breaking Bad.
Looked like he had like ritualistically executed some alien type creature, and he was mumbling on about
the Red Tower.
I deserve
the blue ring. The blue lady said she'd give me a ring.
Right. So, I'm actually I'm pretty interested in that.
I agree
as well. And Green Lantern has never been a favorite of mine, even in any aspect. The only time I ever liked the Green Lantern is if you ever seen the meme of the Justice League, where Green Lantern runs in and he hits the thing, but then he gets knocked down and then all the guys start beating the shit out of him. You ever see that meme?
Sounds no. like a lot going on for a meme.
It's like a quick one, but it's hilarious, and I'm going to have to find it, and we'll have to put it up somehow. But it's off of one of the like Justice League cartoons or something. The Green Lantern like runs in first, whips out like a big green fist or something, like punches, I don't know if it's like Darkseid or whatever, and then basically immediately gets his ass beat up while the rest of the Justice League pretty much laughs at him. It's kind of hilarious, actually. When you see it, I'm surprised you haven't, Brian, because you're on the internet.
I go on once in a while.
I can't get on Facebook anymore, so I'm done.
So yeah, I actually, and I'm digging the whole like Red Lantern aspect of this, which is alluded in the first one very briefly.
Yeah.
But now, here's my question. What's the Red Dawn? Is that the dude or the thing? Because the dude, his name is like
Atrocitus.
But then, like, is Red Dawn his surname? Is that his secret name? I don't know.
No,
shit.
He's like the dude. He is
so
like
is his, but yeah. But is the dude Red Dawn or
no,
is Red
no.
Dawn his thing?
Red Dawn is like his.
It's fitting to be his thing.
It's gonna be his thing.
It's fitting to be, in my opinion, the spawning of the Red Lantern's power coming.
Here's
to
where
power.
I fucked up. When the New 52 started, one of the books I started right off the bat was Red Lanterns, and a lot of people didn't seem to like it that much, but I loved it. I thought it was probably one of the strongest of the New 52, and I got about 8 to 10 issues in, and then for some reason I was like, I need money, I'm going to sell my comics. So I sold them all, and I've always meant to go back and get all that Red Lantern stuff again, because it was some of my favorite, and I totally haven't yet. So seeing Atrocitus be a big part of this instantly piques my interest, because I'm like, this is my guy. Atrocitus is my guy. He's like the guy that's the dude that I like a lot.
Who is his little chick sidekick?
Bleeze. And then he's got this madball looking guy, and I cannot remember his name, but that guy's pretty cool as well.
I remember him from the animated series.
Yeah, and then actually, one of the big focal points of the animated series was one of the Red Lanterns ends up switching sides, and he joins Hal Jordan and Kilowog.
Yeah.
And I fucking forget the AI's name in that show.
So stupid.
It's been a while since I've watched it, but yeah, that was the whole focal point, is they end up like teaming up with that guy, and he tells his story and how he ended up becoming a Red Lantern or whatever.
Right. So basically on that mission, though, they end up, for lack of a better way to put it, I guess they trigger the Hell Tower to come to life?
More or less.
By the town's outrage?
Yeah, well, did you notice when he got there, the junkie or whatever with the rage, you know, his eyes were red.
Eyeballs.
And then the families who had lost all the people, you know, it's like, so the tower was...
Rage was consuming.
I'm assuming that this hell tower is slowly starting to...
Build
the rage in people, and that's going to be Atrocitus's Red Dawn and new army, is all these people who he's going to recruit through the hell tower on Earth.
Or just... He's going to...
Or just drive control crazy. Them.
Not necessarily.
You know what I mean.
Them. I don't think he's trying to, like, make friends with everybody.
You know what I mean.
Do I? Do I? Hashtag
hey,
do I?
Everyone needs a partner for Baker Square. I'm just saying.
True that.
I can go there by myself.
I haven't been there in, like, 2 days.
All right.
3 days.
So, well, yeah, anyways, point is, I'm interested in this book.
Yeah, I mean, it's only been two issues, but
yeah.
The Green Lanterns book is definitely...
It's another one of my, like...
Faves.
To be honest, I haven't really, again, I was mixed up and not loving the Wonder Woman, but outside of that, almost all these books, in my opinion, have been good to better than good, honestly.
They've been gooder?
Goodish-er. Go.
Yeah, I think the Green Lanterns book is going to be one of my favorites. So, I'm going to give it...
Number time?
Do you got more on your notes?
I mean, there's not really much to talk about until we really get the Red Dawn moving.
Well, you don't want to give too much away.
Right.
Even though we basically did in this one.
Ish. Ooh, one more thing. And you guys are the Green Lantern experts.
Hardly, but go ahead.
Compared to me. I mean, whatevs.
I mean, I did read Green Lantern meets Star Trek, so...
Yeah, that was a pretty good series.
And Green Lantern meets the Planet of the Apes.
That's two more than me.
That was Star Trek meets Planet of the Apes.
Shut up.
That was actually really good.
So
way better than those should have
been. My question is...
And I got the awesome cover on that
The one. Emerald Sight. Is that a thing? Was that a thing? Is that a new thing?
The Emerald Sight?
Yes.
Oh!
Hey, there he is.
The eyeball thing.
Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, you're right.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, I only read it once, unlike you who read it twice.
Oh, two times.
Two whole times.
I've read sporadic.
Fucking Arnold.
Yeah.
I'll be back. I read it twice.
Get to the chopper. Go. So anyways, is that a thing? Is it a new thing? Was it an old thing?
It's probably an old thing that's a new thing that's a thing I'm not really too familiar with, so I'm just
going to... So it may or may not have been a thing.
You may or may not like it.
You realize everyone has a computer in front of their face right now. We can easily just Google it.
Eh.
But instead, let's look like morons.
I'll give it an 8.
There's 75 years worth of this stuff to... What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh.
I'm writing down.
You're pressing buttons. I don't know what's going
Mike.
On. Are you making my voice sound like a chipmunk? I have
no
idea.
I hope so.
I can.
You should.
Hashtag chipmunk. What? That wasn't even a word. That was just sounds coming out of my face. I don't know what she just did there. I sound amazing all of a sudden. I sound like...
You sound pretty good.
I sound like Robert Goulet, like getting ready to take the stage in Vegas. Spinning a microphone around my finger with the little finger thingy.
No, we're not back to that. Don't do finger guns. Yeah. What is with this?
Hey,
guy?
Finger guns. Let's get a number.
Oh, I didn't know you gave a number.
I did.
You never gave a number.
I said 8.
Because you guys keep cutting me
Mike
off.
Mike starts, then it's Brian, then it's Scott.
All right, you said 8. What did you say?
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
You needed to silence us for that?
You guys keep cutting me off every time I open my fat mouth.
All right, I'm going to give it an 8.5 as well. 8.
What? Sucks, doesn't it?
I wrote it down, so we're good to go on to the next one.
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
And? 8
dot and a 5. 8.5. Not quite a 9. Better
Moving
than
on.
That.
Speaking Superman. Of writing down a number 5, it's the starting point for drawing Fred Flintstone's face, by the way. Learned that in grade school.
Dude.
Next on the list. Boom.
Soup me.
Superman's.
So Superman, for me, is confusing.
It's weird to see.
Like what,
I mean,
what
it's
the,
almost.
What the F?
Do I have to mute you right now?
You tell me what the F is going on.
We are seeing, in this number one, the rebirth of Super Dad.
True Dad.
Or Psycho Dad.
Well, but here...
That would be amazing.
Answer me this,
Hashtag
though, because this book is... Is this book predating Action that came out last week?
You fucking... I have no idea.
Right, though?
Wait, what?
You
Wait,
see what I'm whoa. Saying, though, right?
Did you not read Action Comics last
that
week?
That was the one with Lex.
Right.
Yeah, that was so good for like half of it.
Yeah,
and I was like,
gonna,
what the fuck?
That's a different. That's a separate thing. This
no,
is Superman,
but is
that's
it,
Action.
Is
yeah,
it?
No.
How many fucking Supermen are there in this world?
Yeah, you stop.
It's two different worlds.
Second of all, the first Superman.
We're rebirthing the afterbirth.
No, listen. The first Superman comes out, and it's Lana Lang and Clark 2 and blah, blah, whatevs. Then Action comes out, and it's Clark 2 on the farm. He's got the beard, so that's why I think that this is after...
Right, because she mentioned hashtag, on liking the clean-shaven
correct.
Look.
Hashtag but after beard.
They never finished, so what happened, Doomsday drops out at the end of Action comics, and so what happened, what? Now we're back here on the farm?
I want to say that these two books don't necessarily coincide story-wise
is that going to be the thing? Are they going to be 100% separate entities? Because...
They were before, but I mean, I don't know if that's entirely what's happening
here.
Can
you do that? Because this is a whole, you know, the rebirth thing is its own thing. Then why even bother with Action?
Isn't Action still on, like, issue 840-something?
Yeah, 957.
Yeah, but yeah. It's now Rebirth.
Yeah, I grasp that.
Yeah, that's... do you?
That is continuing on the story of Action.
Hey, Professor, all I'm saying is, you got the dad and the kid, and he... is obviously references Lana and the fact that he's not Superman from this planet, blobbity schnorbity, and what's going on?
Two separate books.
Hey, you're sitting there just talking like, shit, but you don't even know what you're talking
two
about.
Two separate books.
You're like,
you're
like that guy that's like arguing. Hey, you can't mute me.
Just like Batman and Detective are two separate books.
You can't keep muting the argument.
Hey, I am the motherfucking host.
Hey, just keep muting me because you're bad at arguing. You don't know stuff.
Here's the thing.
Hostess with the mostess.
You can keep muting me.
You're disrupting the flow of this argument by doing that.
The flow of him talking over
me? I know
me?
It's... Listen to me. See what I'm saying? Yeah, because you're not listening, dude. You're talking over me. What I'm saying is Superman and Action are obviously different comics. I know that. But it's the same fucking character. It's the same alternate to whatever alternate you want to call Clark. Clark fucking Smith, his name is in this book.
That's true. Why is that?
Because he's on Smith Farm and fucking who cares?
Because it's a secret identity.
I'm going to fucking kick you
in. He looks like Superman.
Dick.
He flies like Superman. I'm not Superman. My name is Smith.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, well, no, with Lois. Oh, I'm Lois Smith. Oh, Jesus.
It's like that episode of The Simpsons where he's like, hi, I'm Mr. Smrub.
Yeah. Jesus. Anyways,
I think we should get all the money to Mr. Burns.
The point is, I know they're two different books, but it's the exact same timeline, storyline, but askewed a smidge. It's weird. And that's what I'm saying. Like, she obviously mentioned shaving the beard, and that happened in fucking Action, you dick. Oh, you guys, yeah, he's fucking, yeah. Yuck it up.
That was for you, Damien.
What? Woo.
The heated Chicago argument.
Oh, is that what that was? I'm not even done.
I'm still thinking about Mr. Burns right now.
I didn't even number the shit.
Speaking of shit, his shit's getting hot right now.
I'm sweating. I'm fucking sweating over here.
Are we still talking about Superman?
Dude, I'm fucking, no, I'm at it with Superman.
What about Action?
Give it a 6 and move on. Let's go.
Are we numbering it already?
It's probably a
7. We barely even talked about it.
I don't care.
Farm.
Fuck it. I'm over it. You're hungry.
There's a dead cat.
It's 9 o'clock at night.
That
shit.
Part was like.
Oh, actually, the cat was actually awesome. All right, so moving on.
And a dead eagle. This kid's killing endangered birds.
It was a hawk.
Was it a hawk?
Hawk.
What
the? They're a dime a dozen.
Oh, well, then fuck it then.
And a cat, though, that was Goldie. Anyways, the point is, we'll skip past the whole it's the same as Action horse shit. But you basically have the Smiths on the farm. It's called Smith Farm, by the way, in case anybody cares. And what happened in the beginning? Oh, the lightning struck the barn, and Super Dad runs out and saves the fucking goat. Like, where? Or no, it was like a donkey or something, wasn't it? I don't know.
The animals are crying, but Dad got it because he's Superman.
Yeah, it was a smidge corny. Okay, anywho.
Did you read the whole thing? Because the rest is
no, dude, the
pretty chowder, if you know what I'm saying.
Anyways, you get to the point where basically they're going to put the farm, or they want to build something, and he's going to show the kid how to use his powers later and take it easy. So the kid's running out with Goldie the cat, and the cat's chasing a mouse, so that's awesome. And a hawk comes and grabs the fucking cat. kid gets crabby, and you let my cat go, and he, his eyeballs, you know, he goes for the heat vision and accidentally blows the fucking cat up. So that's where we're at.
You're so, making me like this book less every minute.
I'm liking it more.
I know, I'm actually talking myself into an 8.
Just to get back to the Smith thing. That little girl's watching him the whole time. That's what, he's flying around with a tracker above his head. Oh, I'm Smith.
Well, and that was the whole thing that I thought was kind of weird is this guy's, yeah, he's walking around with, like, holding a tractor in one hand and half the fucking beams in the other, and
you only got to use your powers when you whatever. You can't use it in everyday life.
I understand.
And here he is flying around with tractors.
And then he tells the kid later, I'm skipping ahead, hey, you want to help me with the finishing this barn right before dinner? Like, they're going to rebuild the whole barn right before dinner. I mean, he's Superman, so it's obviously. But the kid's like, no, I just blew the fucking cat up. So he didn't say that.
Has anyone seen Goldie? No, shut up.
Yeah, leave me alone. So the little girl, her name's Kathy Braden. She's from the farm across the county, or they're the only two people in the county now, or whatever the case. I get it. She allegedly was sitting by the tree, saw him blow the cat up. So
it's a dairy.
So he knows what's going on, or she might have some ideas. And she kind of did have like kind of a mean mug, I thought they threw on her when she came over with the milk, which made everything spoiled. Well, which made everything weird because like, why would she even have came over in the first place if she's all salty pants? You know what I mean?
Maybe she's super kid.
Nah.
Super little girl?
What was her name? Kathy?
Kathy
Luther.
Kathy, so wait.
What was her last name?
I wrote who's the farmer Superman now? Is that the Braden. Dead Superman or is this the
new
Superman?
No, this is the live one. Clark 2 is the farmer.
So Clark, the other Clark is dead.
In Hamilton County, 300 miles north of Metropolis.
For now.
Clark is still dead, because remember, he visits the grave. Right. And he does a little thing on the ground, and then it was weird, but then they just skipped right past that.
Yeah.
Which I thought was also even more confusing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the end was a little confusing, too, but I'll find out next week.
Which part was the end part? Oh, yeah, when he busted into the kid's room. Yeah. So long story short, we'll just get to it so we can move on and get out of Hamilton County fucking Metropolis. After dinner, the kid's weird. He's all upset, obviously, like he's having trouble with his powers, blah, blah, whatever. He notices Wonder Woman and Batman show up. And then out comes Superman, conveniently wearing his fucking uniform. So they have a conversation alluding to some stuff, and they sort of let the kid, they show that John Smith was picking up some tidbits of the conversation, the boy, power, blah, blah, whatever. And then they kind of notice him noticing them, and he knocks over a lamp, freaks out. Wonder Woman and Batman run away. Because, I mean, who wouldn't be scared? So, and Superman kicks the door in. You're coming with me. And so next week we'll see what's going on.
Yeah, so I guess now that you had the entire thing laid out for you, you don't need to read it.
Don't even bother. So, stick with action.
Number it.
I'm back down to a 7.
That's not a bad score. You're telling... Whatever.
It's not bad. I didn't say it was horrible.
Go.
I actually...
It's got holes.
I'm going to go ahead and say that right now, these all three Superman books have been...
Three?
Well,
Superman,
Rebirth, Action, and this. Action was the best, except the way... I didn't like the way the first one ended. This one's actually the least good to me. I'm going to give this a 6. It was meh.
Well, I'll go dead in the middle. I'll give it a 6.5 then.
Dig it.
Just because, why the hell not?
Yeah,
it was kind of funny to see Super Dad, but at the same time, it was like, dude, do some shit.
Yeah, like, I liked it. I wanted more out of it. And I know we're still in the setup phases, so I'm keeping it up there.
All right, well, let's set up some Batman Rebirth.
Yep.
Brr. I feel like, if anyone out there watches Supergirl, this is the first episode of Supergirl where she saves the airplane.
Oh, ill.
And he basically just, oh my God, there's a plane. Let me go save it for the entire issue. So there you have it. Let's move on. Just
yeah, so long story short, why do I keep saying long story short? Because nothing's short today.
Not with you.
He meets up with Gordon. They're talking about some secret thing that happened that nobody knows about except, obviously, Batman and Commissioner Gordon, because
and the military.
Something with Cobra, yeah. Which I didn't know G.I. Joe was in the Bat universe, right? No.
It's kind of Cobra with a K.
It's the new millennium. They're rebranding.
Yeah. New logos.
Solid Snake or Solid Snake. What Solid an asshole. Snake.
Solid with a C. C-O-L-I-D.
Yeah, hashtag, that's Metal Gear Nerd.
Hashtag spelled wrong.
Hashtag I'm an idiot.
Hashtag that is correct. Anyways.
Spell with a K.
That is correct. That is correct.
So, I was doing it at work today for
some service to air missiles were heisted and they recovered two.
Oh, here's my best. Here's
almost got to the third one, and then they just launched it.
No. My favorite part is they launched the first two surface-to-air missiles, and as they were approaching the third guy, he ran away with it.
Yeah.
A surface-to-air missile. What, did he throw it on his shoulder and just start running down the block? And then we lost him in the narrows. What the fuck does that mean? The alleys? First off, was he in a car? Was it a vehicle of some sort? Did he throw his missile on his shoulder? How are they?
Well, if you remember, they basically cut to that scene with the surface-to-air missile, and it was like a bazooka, like a laser-guided bazooka, I guess.
I'm going to look this up while you guys
chit-chat. Because that's where there's the we end up seeing a mystery dude who may or may not be the dude.
Are you talking about the end dude or the other
No,
dude?
The mystery dude, he says the words...
Oh, yeah.
Observe the clock, Batman. But he says it to himself because Batman can't hear him because he's riding a plane on top of the plane.
Yes.
So.
The new Batplane.
Yeah. Which, you know, that was kind of my thing. I don't know if I'm digging the Batmobile. Is that standard issue Batmobile nowadays in the comics?
That looks more like the Tim Burton Batmobile to me.
I like it.
I don't think I love it.
It's all right. I don't love it. I don't hate it. I'm indifferent.
I think I'm digging... Batman vs. Superman, Batmobile.
That was pretty good.
It was kind of the Arkham Asylum Batmobile almost, the game.
Yeah.
Sort of, kind of. Kind of a sleeker Christian Bale Batmobile.
Yeah, anywho, a little bit.
I'm getting Batmobile-y here, and that's enough of that.
Right.
And then, do you guys remember when I was talking about that stupid yellow suit that you guys liked and I didn't?
Did I like it?
I think you did. I know Scott likes it.
The Duke Thomas one?
Yeah.
They never showed it.
No, they didn't show it in this issue, but Duke refers to it as the yellow. That was super lame. He's like, you want me to put on the yellow and come out there and help you? Like, that was...
He's distressed, man.
I mean, just call him Bumblebee or something and move on. So now we're just going to call... Not only is it a crappy suit, but now you're calling it the Yellow? Is that going to be his code name, the Yellow? Talk to me.
I am not writing this book, so I'm not entirely sure yet.
Come on. This is a comment and critiquing.
I'm a little more confused now.
Why?
Well, because I finally found what you were talking about. And if you take... I know this is just me being me.
Yeah.
But... When you see the rocket flying up to the plane,
it's gigantic. Oh no, it looks like a nuclear missile.
Right. But I just realized because I'm stupid.
Was the bazooka still loaded?
No. Well, it had the little cobra on it, which was kind of neat.
Did it?
But the person who shot it was not alive. The person.
Yeah, didn't. Wait. Oh, you were looking. Yeah, that's why I said the mystery dude was standing there and. He says, observe the clock, Batman.
Right, but I didn't realize, like, I figured if that guy's working with these guys, why would he do that? Whatever. but yeah, the majority of the issue is just Batman saving a plane.
Yeah, it reminded me a lot of the original Batman movie when he does that weird trick with the wench where he slides his Batmobile into the bank vault. Remember that movie? It was like a bunch of like far-fetched things that really there's no way you're going to be doing this, but you're Batman, so I get it. you know what I mean? But I don't know. It was a little over the top for me.
No, I mean, it was good. It was. I'm more intrigued by who the mystery man is, but I think.
Definitely. I mean, that's in my opinion, that one panel is the entire.
Yeah, like you could have cut the plane crash like in half.
I didn't
need to be that long.
I agree.
Who was the crazy guy on the plane? Gotham is killing us! Oh my god!
Oh yeah, I know, right?
And who was the kid on the plane? I feel like they played this time.
No, I feel like the kid was just your average kid that still believes.
let's just
your average kid that just flies by himself.
Well, kids fly by themselves all the time. It's 2000 and something. Anyways, I think you're right that it was a little long, but I think the conversation between him and Alfred was pretty good. I thought that was kind of pertinent. But we all know it wasn't the end, so why have the end conversation? I mean, I know you think it might be, and blah, blah, whatever. So, and I don't know, we're not revealing the mystery guests at the end?
No, we probably don't think we should.
I mean, they are on the cover. Not that cover. The other cover.
That's the variant cover. The Tim Sale one that I'm probably not going to end up getting now.
Yeah,
because it's sold out the day it showed into the stores.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just like every other one.
I got the variant of Detective last week.
Oh,
so
I know that.
The point is, they're on the cover, so let's just talk about them for a brief moment, because I have no idea who they are, what they do. And
I don't know if they're new or if they're like old characters reconfigured for this.
They're dressed like old characters.
Yeah, they look like Knight and Squire, except Squire is a woman.
Correct.
All right, I don't know what you're talking about now.
At the very end?
The very end. The people who actually save the plane.
It's Gotham and Gotham Girl.
Right, right, duh.
Because yeah, Alfred essentially says, the impact is going to kill you.
Right.
And
like,
Batman
right,
says...
Right, yeah, no, I remember.
Batman does the whole, tell my mom that I love her. Oh, wait, she's not around
Send
anymore.
This note
else,
to
who's
Dick.
Still alive? Yeah, tell Dick that he's awesome. Tell Tim that I didn't mean to fire him. And tell Vicky Vale that she's really hot. I really should have dated her better.
Yeah, so anywho...
Does anybody know who they are and what they do?
Well,
and
I know based upon what they say at the end.
Well, yeah the guy Gotham looks like a cross between Superman and Batman, which is weird.
Well, that's, I think, essentially what he is almost.
And then who was the, what was the?
Gotham Girl.
Gotham Girl? Like, and who was she resembling?
I feel like, here's what I feel like. I feel Supergirl. Like these characters have to be existing, otherwise they wouldn't have named him so shittily.
It just doesn't make sense. Like, you're doing this whole rebirth thing, and you're bringing back a lot of characters people don't know anything about, which I think is great, but then you're bringing in two possibly new characters, Gotham and Gotham Girl? Like, that feels weird. Unless they're super obscure, and I just never heard of them.
It would have been better if the guy's name was, like, Gotham.
Duke Silver?
But, like, they put a little dash in between Got and Ham, and he was just super humongous, and he wore a butcher's outfit.
Be weird.
Yeah, he just, you know, saves the day and feeds people ham.
Well, while he Googles this, are we ready to number?
I enjoyed this actually up to the reveal of Gotham Girl and Gotham Dude or whatever those two characters are. I don't know if they're like old characters, like, oh, let's bring them back and see what we could do. And I'm like, ah, you know what? You shouldn't have, because they're not good. Like, when Grant Morrison uses Knight and Squire, at least it's weird. This isn't weird. This is, like, sort of playing it straight.
Well, all news reports basically, and I don't know that that means anything, calls him Gotham City's newest heroes.
And they suck.
So, they're, to some degree, new, blah, blah, whatever. But the thing I didn't dig about them was they kind of implied to Batman, like, this is our city, we're the ones protecting it. What are you doing here? So, where did they come from? How did they get there? It must be a universe thing. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Then,
is that they are Kryptonians from another universe that landed in Gotham instead of Metropolis, and this is what they became.
To me,
that's my opinion.
To make a hockey reference that most people may or may not get,
hat trick.
They are the equivalent of Cristobal Huey. Is that guy's name?
Dude, if you're gonna make a reference, know the fucking name.
That's the name, right?
Yeah, it's a name.
That's his
name. You can just
name
any French name, and it's probably a fucking hockey player.
I'm talking about the guy who was the goalie for the Blackhawks that played not 1 second of the 2010 postseason, but still got to hoist the trophy like he was part of the team.
Oh,
when Antti Niemi played goalie the entire way through, the rest of the season, because they got that Huey guy because they're like, oh, he's going to be the dude to get us to the playoffs and deep in, and then he sucked. So they picked up this Antti Niemi guy off the scrap heap, and he became like a stud for 5 minutes. Anyway, I don't really know.
Yeah, much I was
gonna about
say, was this a hockey podcast now, or
no? I'm just saying, like, Batman does all the work, and then these guys kind of come in and they whoop, lift the front end of the plane up so it lands nice and smooth, and they're like, "We did it, nailed it." That's what I'm saying. They're like the Cristobal Huey of this comic. They fly in at the end, they do almost nothing, and they take all the credit. Like, when he was, like, hoisting the trophy up at the end of the Stanley Cup Finals, we were like, we did it! And they're like, no, you didn't do anything. You sat there and fucking played on your smartphone the whole time.
Dude, are we still talking about hockey?
I know, right?
I'm just saying that these two people are, we're the protectors of Gotham. You haven't done shit!
Well, I think, not that, because it's my explanation, but I think my explanation makes the most sense.
This guy rode an airplane from 20,000 feet or whatever into the Gotham River or whatever.
Well, they weren't responding to the bat signal.
They responded to the Gotham signal.
Yeah, they're waiting for the Gotham signal.
So, I'm in the neighborhood. 7.5.
Yeah, same for me. It was good. The end kind of ruined it for me.
I actually am almost sort of the opposite. This whole Duke thing's got me messed up. The book was half boring, half too far-fetched. I actually kind of like the new characters, so yes. I'm not in love with them. I might be eating these words in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I just felt like it wasn't. The story was standard issue Batman story. It was kind of, you know, high octane action. And the only thing I thought was weird too is like they're talking about this plane being shot down as it's flying over them.
Right.
It's like I don't know. It was a little
convenient.
It was a little like Mel Brooks for me. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, this is happening.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's the same combination I've got on my luggage.
So where are you at on that?
7.5. I mean, it was good. Detective was better. It's first issue. I'm not going to sit there and go, well, fuck it. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm not like, yeah, this totally keeps the flow from the Scott Snyder, Greg Capullo run going because... I mean, Scott Snyder's coming back with All-Star in August, and that's the one I think I'm really psyched on most out of the three of them, so.
We'll see.
It was all right.
I'll go 7.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Dig it.
If you're a Bat fan, you want it. If you're in the middle on Batman, maybe get it, maybe don't. Just go get it.
I mean, it's worth the peak just for Rebirth in general.
And finally, we have Titans Rebirth. Did they touch? They
touch butts.
Well, I was gonna say they've touched obviously on Wally West quite a bit.
Well, yeah, he's
multiple
the whole
issues.
He's the focal point. So that's why. When we were talking, I think that might be additionally why this book was so popular coming out of the gate. Because Wally West obviously was one of the Titans, Teen Titans, blah blah blah, and he's the focal point of Rebirth along with Barry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Obviously, if there's anything huge going on, it may start here.
So, I'm just going to go out on
even though
a limb
it didn't,
and say I am not familiar with Titans, Teen Titans, whatever, but it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but everyone in Teen Titans is basically the kid version of the adult.
Ish, correct.
Sort of.
You got
pretty
like
close to
you got like Baby Arrow, Baby Batman, Baby
Right.
Everybody, Baby Aquaman.
Yeah, it depends on, again, it depends on the timelines and this, that, and the other thing. But, like, Roy Harper was actually recruited by Green Arrow early on and ends up being the Red Arrow, which is actually a member of the Justice League and this, that, and the other thing. And a lot of these characters do kind of cycle in and out. And, I mean, Nightwing, Dick used to be obviously Robin. Now he's his own legit character, which people really, really, really like, and
well, he's also
a good
been,
reason. He's awesome.
He's also been Batman too. So,
which is no slouching moment in his career.
Yeah, he was Batman. He was Nightwing. He went back to Nightwing after he was Batman, and then he just became Grayson, the secret super agent.
Right, and then you have Wonder Girl, or whatever you.
That's who she is.
Yeah, Donna Troy.
Yeah.
That's so unbelievably on the nose.
Well,
we can't call her Diana. We can call her...
Well, she's Diana's sister.
All right, Dana, Donna, flip.
Yeah.
It's her half-cousin.
Wonder Woman's sister is that one. And then you have Garth, whatever his last name is, who is an Atlantean.
Aqualad?
Yes. Correct. And he is also... has many of the same powers as Aquaman, obviously.
Just doesn't get made fun of nearly as much.
Correct, because he's a member of the Titans, which apparently is cooler than the Justice League.
Depending on who you ask.
Exactly. So, right off the bat, this is probably my favorite one.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. And only if only for, again, it cuts a lot of the bullshit out, and it tells you what you need to know. Like, you get, well, I guess it explains better to me. You know what I mean? Even though it didn't really tell you anything that's coming up, it was sort of more of a, for me, it was a, you know, as they were going through the story, they didn't leave you guessing shit. Like, you were supposed to already have known this. Like, thank you for reminding me that her name is Donna. You know what I'm right. saying? Like, a lot of these books, it's like, ah, you know, like Superman, ah, this is going on, this is going on. Well, you know.
I felt
no,
like...
No, I don't know. I'm starting in Rebirth. We're all starting here.
I felt like if this was a sitcom, this was the long intro, how they all became friends.
Right. Well, that again, it's it was the face whole to face, well that was the same yeah. thing as the Rebirth book that we all liked. He was basically striving to find people that he knew and remind them that he knows them, or they know him, and that's what this issue was. And then he accidentally figures out the trick, and everybody knows him, ish.
Right.
Kinda. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it was definitely straight to the point. I just...
And it's an introduction to the characters, the Titans, if you didn't know them.
Which I really don't.
Right, so this book benefits you.
It does.
Ish.
But...
Or do you... I mean, they can't all be ass-kicking.
I'm not saying they can all be ass-kicking. I'm just... I don't know. Like, I just feel like when the Titans became a thing years ago, mm-hmm. it was like, man, we need some new guys. What do we do? Let's take everyone that's popular and make kid versions. Like, I just feel like...
Yeah, that's why they're the Teen Titans.
Yeah, I fucking understand this is old news. That.
This is the fucking... You're talking about the 80s now, yeah, so you...
I grasp the concept. I'm just saying it's... Yeah,
almost
have Rebirth revolve around them is a little weird.
Because it's the Flash.
I understand that.
That's what the whole story was. So it has to revolve around them.
I know. I'm just saying. But
then why is it a little weird if you're just saying it?
Why is it so wrong to be a little weird?
You're the one that's saying it is.
I know. And why is it so bad that it is?
You are saying that it's bad that it is. I'm not.
What if his name was Wally? No, I'm just saying that it's weird. I didn't say it was bad.
Hmm.
If his name was Wally Chest.
What?
I don't know. I just wanted to break up the argument here.
There's no argument.
He was the best. No, he's not. Right? All I'm saying was, like I said, I'm not familiar with the Titans, and the fact that it's basically miniaturized versions of everybody that already exists.
Hashtag they're all smaller.
Yeah. Hashtag it's been done.
Yeah. It's been done by the fucking Titans. They are the ones that did it.
Yeah.
So what do you mean it's been done? They're the ones that they're the only ones. Who else did it?
Gonna take it.
Who else did it, though?
You're just completely missing the mark here.
No, I'm not. You're saying it's already been done. These are the guys that did it, so why would you get rid of them?
I'm not saying that this has been done because they fucking did it. I'm saying...
What are you saying,
If I am somewhere. A fan of Superman, I don't want fucking Superman light. I'm just saying, focus the story around the main characters.
Who? He's GMO-free.
It's the Titans. They are the main fucking characters.
Never mind.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's the organic version. Here's
Bizarro.
The thing.
Whatever.
With all this madness, you're never going to escape miniaturized versions of the originals. In fact, the whole point of the Superman thing at the Rebirth announcement back in April was that, hey, guess what? You like Superman? Because there's like 7 more of them coming.
Yeah, so yeah. On top of that, we got...
Super Dude, Superman, Super Bro, Super...
Yeah,
super this guy, Super, super Asian, Woman, Super yeah. Girl, Super Lady. They're super all dumb. Coming. Anybody you've ever known in the
What's
Superman
the Asian
universe.
One? Is he from China? Or from
yes.
Korea or something?
China.
Yeah.
But, like, there's going to be super everything. And that was the whole thing of Batman Incorporated, him going around the world, finding all these lost characters and going, hey, you're Batman. You're all Batman now. We're the Batmen. Woo! And I have robots.
Robots.
There's a million bat robots. It's just
right,
gotten
no, I
out
mean,
of
I get your point about it, but these characters have been around for a long, 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 long
time. I never said they didn't.
It's like gotten to the point
but,
now.
But I think what Brian's saying is they're introducing new, same character. So we can all just hate that equally.
I don't hate it.
I mean, I don't mind Chinese Superman, whatever.
Again, I don't care.
Superman's overrated anyways, but whatever.
I don't care. As long as the story's good, I'm fine with them. They can have Kid Flash and Half-Brother Flash and Neighbor Flash and... Uncle Flash.
Well, that's the problem with...
No, actually, Uncle Flash, don't do that one. Sounds horribly bad.
There's like a dozen speedsters, isn't there? I mean...
There's Wally West, Jay Garrick, Barry Allen.
Settle down, nerd.
Yeah. Eobard Thawne. There's Zoom, obviously.
I'm talking out over here.
Those are the ones I know. There may be more. Might be more.
There are a couple.
There's got to be more.
There's a couple female ones. I know that for a fact.
Lady Flash?
Yeah. Mrs. Flash.
Grandma Flash?
Yeah.
Auntie Flash?
Aunt Flash? Babysitter Flash?
Everyone likes Auntie Flash.
That sounds, well, when Auntie depending Flash on is, who you are, yeah, that sounds bad as well.
So, yeah, I think, I mean, they extraordinarily overuse characters. There's no doubt about it. But what are you going to do?
These guys got big lives. You're just mad because we're all boring. Like, also we're true. Not like a super spy followed by an acrobatic superhero followed by a...
I mean, obviously it's going to revolve around them because it revolves around Wally. Walter.
Walter, you silly son of a bitch.
I prefer Gotham that... Not Gotham. Fucking detective that is reintroducing characters you might not know that well. Oh. Other than this guy's like, let's push everyone miniature. It's just...
Yeah, but it,
but that's how the Titans.
Yeah, but dude,
I understand.
I know that, but like Titans is still. It's not like they're reintroducing Clayface. Like this is the Titans book that's actually currently on the shelves. Anywho,
yeah, I know.
So yeah, they're doing a Supergirl.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a mini Superman with boobs. Is that all right or?
Never mind.
You fucking hate these little guys, huh?
It's just annoying.
Just wait till Purple Arrow comes out.
He's on his way. He's getting his own book.
Actually, he's called Hawkeye. he's gonna jump companies without telling anybody.
Dude, I'm here.
He's like, fucking Marvel won't get me in, but we fucked that place.
What do you guys know about solo projects?
This, like I said, this pretty much felt like a intro to a sitcom where they're all friends and they're all gonna hang out and date each other and take selfies and occasionally fight supervillains.
They did take selfies.
Yeah, they did. And they watched a couple of Netflix movies, and I don't really like it.
Why?
So, because it's
an intro.
It's an intro.
They didn't get a one-shot.
I don't know. I just didn't.
They kind of did.
It was just Wally.
I felt like the Friends theme song was playing the entire time.
Well, he went to go see Nightwing or whatever in the Rebirth.
It's not to say it won't get
good. He did.
I like Wally Didn't West. He? I like Red Arrow.
Oh, yeah, but
I
he
like
brought that
Nightwing.
Up.
I'm not familiar with Aqualad. I've never heard of this Donna until just today.
Wonder Girl, you've heard of that?
No.
Really?
No. I've heard
She's been around since like 1960.
It's actually
true. I think I might be wrong. It might be longer than that.
Oh, there are...
I think she came out legit in like World War II.
I read... The Grant Morrison pre-New 52 Batman Incorporated not too long ago, and there's a whole appendix in the back about all the weird characters that he included in that book and where they originated from, and some of them like came out in the 50s, and yeah. I was like, I have no idea who this is, or you know, weird masked wrestlers and guys in weird hats and crazy mad scientists. I would have never guessed. So he brought all these weird characters back. I'm all for weird characters. I just don't always have the wherewithal, time, or means to know them all.
Oh, going it's impossible, in. Dude.
Right. Unless you've been reading these since the 40s and you're still reading them now.
Or if this was our full-time job, which hopefully someday it is. So we can number it.
I'm fine with that. There's not much to it, really.
It's no, basically, Wally reconnecting with his team, who he's been a team with for like a decade.
Yeah, they lost 10 years of their lives and they don't know how.
Right, and it was kind of almost like the Wonder Woman book situation where they didn't really go through the whole painstaking process that Wonder Woman did of, I think something's weird. Something might be weird. These guys just allude to the fact that when he finally shows up and shocks them all back into reality, literally and figuratively, I guess, they allude to the fact that, yeah, something we knew something was up, we just didn't know what it was, and... You know, we haven't been together that long. We just sort of reconnected almost by accident and blah, blah, blah. So it was kind of, you know.
Yeah, this wasn't supposed to happen, but then we were all in Target at the same time
right.
because Top Gun came out with the 25th anniversary edition.
Yeah.
And we all wanted it at the same time.
We were
time.
All standing in line at Redbox. So they, I don't know. I like I said, I liked it. I thought it made sense.
to what they were trying to do.
So are we numbering it now?
Mm-hmm. Didn't you just do that?
I don't think I said one.
Oh, I thought you did.
I'm keeping with my tradition of eights this week.
Wow.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
I'm sticking with the fact that I felt like this was the intro to a sitcom about friends who hang out and make out once in a while. So I'm going to...
There was some making out.
Yeah, there was, actually. I'm going to give this a six. It was meh. Nothing special.
I'm pretty much agreeing with that. It's about a six.
I think Nightwing should just go back to being a solo book.
I don't know. Does he have one coming out?
He had one.
No, I mean in this...
Oh, I don't know.
Thing. I thought, was there... throw me one of those real quick while we're wrapping this up. We'll just check and see what else is on the docket.
Yeah, he had Nightwing when the New 52 started, and then he had Grayson, and I think he was involved in Batman and Robin. And I think now he's back with the Titans, which kind of is a disappointment, because I feel like Dick Grayson's become...
Yes, there is Nightwing Rebirth July 13th.
Into it. Okay, now I'm slightly more pumped about...
Now let me ask you a question, though. Do you think they're going to do... Is it going to be kind of the whole action Superman dilemma that we were just experiencing? Is this going to be the Nightwing... Why can't I say Nightwing with a W? Is it going to be in line or separate?
I have no idea.
And speaking of which, is Detectives in line or separate? That seems almost completely separate, right?
I think it's separate.
Like 100%.
It's like, yeah.
Because in Batman, he's dealing with Duke the Yellow. Duke the Yellow. That's probably going to be his name.
Ew.
And then, right? And then, but in Detective, which I thought was much better.
Yep.
You know, he's forming the Batman militia here. And
Batman you?
Why did I just giggle? that seems completely separate and has nothing to do with the other one.
Gross.
You know what I mean? That has nothing to do with the other one, it seems.
Right.
Like, do you think they're going to tie those in, or... Or keep them...
Separate, and then when it all goes awry in like 3 years, they'll have Aqualad cause a undersea rift where a shark jumps through a time portal and Batman ends up on planet Mars and the Red Lanterns all move to Gotham, and then there'll be an explosion and it'll be caused by the Mad Hatter, and the Flash will run in circles till it all fixes the timeline to start it all over again.
DC will relaunch with like Metallica style with the load, and then they'll do reload.
Rebirth.
Right.
Yeah, they'll call it New Birth.
Ew.
And then they'll be like
DC DC Beginnings.
Ew. Batman will have an app where you press the app and
DC again.
DC over.
DC part two.
DC, all right. Yep.
That's wrapping it up.
DC, we're gonna get it right this time.
Watch Gotham.
Are we gonna do the best to worst?
Do it.
Or
do
was it worst to best? Is that how we did it last time?
Best to worst. Up, down. Or top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
What are the books this week?
Yes.
All of them?
Yeah, thanks.
Dem 5.
And that one?
And this one.
I'm gonna have to say my favorite was Green Lanterns. Followed probably by Green Arrow, close second, and then Batman, Superman, Titans.
Green Arrow is my favorite. Green Lanterns, close second. Batman would be third. Superman, fourth. Titans would be last.
It's pretty similar.
You know, I'm going to go with Scott on the top two. Lanterns, then Arrow. But the last three, I can't even go by my own number system because I don't know.
You want to go that way.
I kind of... Actually, yeah, you're right. I am going that way. I'm going...
That I know him that well?
I'm going Lanterns, Arrow, Titans, Batman, Superman. No offense to the Superman. We were on that for a while.
No offense to the Superman, but it was a piece of shit.
I'm so... Like...
No one wants to watch Batman build a barn or Superman build a barn.
Yeah, but like, which way are we going here? Are we John Clark Smith? What?
I don't know.
Where's Super Lex? Right.
See, I agree. That's action.
I'm in Super Lex. Well, I know, but we
We still, yeah, right? Jesus. I gotta poop.
Oh, I got something in my throat.
You know, we all know. We get it.
I gotta tickle.
Oh, now we're all ganging up on me.
Hey, go hit the button.
Yeah, hit the button now. No, I didn't get to do that one, so I just wanted to say that Super Lex was a great idea that I thought was cut down way too early.
It's not over.
It's not over.
No, but the whole, like, ooh, I'm Superman, and then all of a sudden Clark shows
you
up.
Wanted
like,
him
I'm
to,
Clark Kent.
You
it's
wanted
like,
him
you
to get a chance
fucking
at...
serious?
You wanted to see him...
I wanted that to go for
yeah,
a minute.
No,
that's
I,
how
I
you know
hate,
they're separate.
I don't hate it. What?
Why?
Because in action...
Talk to me.
There's Clark 2 and Clark 1.
Right, and this one...
Clark 1 is dead, and he's like, I already... Now I know you're not coming back.
Right, but you're the one that just reminded me about the beard conspiracy, and she mentions, oh, you shaved the beard. And that happened in action.
Because all the other Scots and all the other universes...
They all agree with me.
They shave when I shave, because I'm the head Scot.
Hmm.
All right, so there's Rebirth Week 3. Nailed it.
Done and done, right?
You got reviews up, right? Right? Go to reviewandroast.com.
Right.
Check out the reviews. Well, you're listening to the podcast, so you've already checked that out. Thank you. Yeah, tune in next week for Week 4 of Rebirth.
Yeah, we didn't look up what's coming out yet, but we'll be on top of whatever it is. We'll read them all. We'll either be doing 4 and 5 together or 4 then 5. Or
yeah, we'll figure it out. So until then, you can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. You can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. Don't forget to you can follow me on Snapchat, XOrsonX. I snap for Comic Roast, Review and Roast, and my own nerd boring stuff. So, yeah. See you next week.